Welcome to another episode of Shades of Blue video interview 1v1. I still got to come up with a really good name. So if you have a good name for me, let me know. With me, I have Amy Rodriguez, A-Rod, Captain, Grand Scorer of all things. What's a good title for you here?
You can call me Amy. A lot of people call me A-Rod. I really will answer to anything.
As long as it's respectful.
Yes.
For those who don't know, Amy Rodriguez is back in Kansas City with KC Woso, KC NWSL team. Was here before with FC Kansas City. Team sort of moved to Utah, kind of weird things, and then Utah kind of moved back. How is it to be back in Kansas City?
So, yeah, exactly as you said it, it was such an odd time for me when our beloved KC team, FC Kansas City, moved to Utah. We were delighted with new ownership there who treated us very well. And we found ourselves, a second home. And then just 3 years later, we turned around and we were getting moved back into Kansas City, which was such a shock. You know, it almost was like we had just gotten over the idea of moving away from here, that we were already on our way back. And I have such fond memories here in Kansas that when I had heard the news, I really was delighted.
And for you, you're coming back because you knew Hugh Williams, who's now the head coach, who was an assistant coach and a GM for part of the time you were here. Nobody really wants to say his last name, but Goran. I don't know if anybody else with the team, Jeff, I mean, some of the people who are back with the team, and plus whole new ownership and a few new coaches, and it seems like a whole lot of new players for us.
So although it does feel quite like the good old days, and it does feel a lot like we were before, I do find that we are a totally revamped team. Some similar faces, both players and staff members, but mostly we're kind of a new squad, and I actually really like that because we have a new opportunity to kind of redefine ourselves and to reintroduce ourselves to this city and this crowd. I know our fans are like with the biggest open arms right now, and we're just excited to play for them, and I hope that we show them something new, something fresh, some really, really good soccer that impresses people and gets them excited and out of their seats. But I think right now, yeah, we're revamping our whole roster. And we're going to hopefully come out here with some pretty exciting soccer.
Actually, I was on a call earlier today with Hugh, and he's talked a lot about trying to change the culture. And he said he talked to the players that were in Utah, and he said, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but he said he told the players that they underachieved, but that was a compliment, not that, because he knew that they could do much better than placing sixth in the league. How is that culture change happening? And, you know, it sounds like you're really embracing that, but is it the rest of the players, or I guess, I don't know if I'm asking that question very well.
No, I think what you asked is perfect. Yeah, I look back at my time at Utah, and I do think we underachieved. And although some can see that as a compliment, you know, for me personally, I hang my head, and it's kind of puts a sour taste in our mouth that from when we won two championships back to back here in Kansas City, we haven't won since. And I think that that chip on our shoulder and that sense of wanting to achieve higher and wanting to do better, I think we're bringing that into this culture here. And as Hugh Williams said, we want to be the overachievers. We don't want to be underachieving right now. So our eyes are all set on that championship, scoring goals and winning games for this club.
With, and again, like we said, the roster is probably revamping a fair amount with, I know some players left from Utah last year. There's new players coming in and a whole new coaching system, probably a new style of play, new formations, whatever ends up happening. I really don't know that to that detail yet. Is it going to be something you think you can hit the ground running on day one, winning games, or is it going to, you know, take a little while to get into the season?
Soccer is a very interesting sport. And with the season being so long, with a lot of games ahead of us, I can only guess that it will be kind of a slow burn for us, especially being new coaching staff, new style of play. We're going to be expected to do things that maybe we're not used to. It's going to be a process of getting good. And I will say that this team has a lot of talent and a lot of very high quality players, some of which who haven't even joined us yet. So as the season progresses and we get more of our players and we develop our own individual skills, I can only hope that we're going to keep getting better and better.
I remember under Vlatko Ananovsky, who had just happened to move up to be the women's national team coach now. He has a pretty good progression job progression there, didn't he? But I know under him, it always seemed to start a little bit slow, but it was because he was always working on refining how the team played, how they defended, how you attacked. And I mean, just watching you were such a high quality attacker when you came to Kansas City, but I just seemed like every week, every month, every year, you became that much better of an attacker. I think your two best goal scoring seasons as a professional was here in Kansas City, 2014 and 15. In fact, that was probably really a couple of good years for you because you had a World Cup, won a World Cup. And just going back on your resume a little bit, because I always try to do a little bit of research, even though I've known you for quite a while now. But two NWSL championships, two Olympic gold medals, a World Cup, and a World Cup runner-up. Is that correct?
Correct.
you seem to have a lot of twos going there. Two children too?
Yes.
And two times in Kansas City. So, I'm kind of being silly with numbers now, but it just seems like you obviously have that success and that history. That must have been like a little bright spot. Like, oh, we're going back to Kansas City, better than any place else we could have probably went.
Yeah. I like to think of it as double trouble. But they always tell you third time's the charm. So it would be phenomenal if I could bring a third championship to Kansas City. And I would agree with you. I had two of my more successful years here. I have only fond memories from this place. And I hope to create more.
Kind of a little bit off the soccer side. And when you went to Utah as a team, everything was bright, better training facilities. You guys were treated far better than you were here. And I know how bad that was at times here. Was it quite a shock when everything happened at the end that, without going into any details, obviously, but was it just a big shock of things that were reported were happening and were being said and why ownership had to go away?
From Kansas City?
Well, from Utah. I mean, that's the more recent one. Sorry.
Yeah. I know it's happened twice now where, you know, the owner has either sold us or backed out. And I think that as professional athletes, we're here to play soccer. We're here to put our boots on and score goals, win games, entertain crowds. And from the very beginning to the very end, that has only been the players' focus, in which I'm very proud of this team for taking on that responsibility and keeping our eyes on the prize. I think now we are filled with so much positivity. Our new ownership here is so ecstatic and passionate, and you just can't help but want to play and perform for people like that.
Cool. When all that did happen, it was going to be another move for you, and you have family, and you're not the youngest player on the team anymore. We're not saying you're old because I know you can play for a few more years, but was that even a consideration that maybe you would retire at that point? Just say, okay, this is enough frustration, or is just the desire to go out and score some more goals on and make goalies look sad still there?
I've always had this just burning passion to keep playing. It has not dwindled yet. And even after coming back from having my two pregnancies and coming back from ACL surgery, each time I was so excited to lace my boots up and put them back on again. And I think that's why I've stayed in the game as long as I have. I absolutely love practice. I love going out there and training and working hard. It's something I'm not ready to let go of yet. And when that time comes, I'm hopeful that I will feel it and it'll feel right.
Again, we want that to be a few more years down the road for you. You're going to be a coach? You're going to just go be a soccer mom or, start a new business? Do you have that plan or it's not even in the thought right now? I'm just going to go score goals.
I'm going to go with D, all the above.
Fair enough. As somebody who's kind of blundered into several different jobs in my life, I really don't anticipate things. I just go with it when it happens and works right. So I have confidence that that will go for you. All right. I do, like I said, I did a little bit of research, but I has also asked one of your coaches if they had a question I should ask you. And I promised that coach anonymity, but he wanted to know who your favorite Welsh coach is.
Oh, Hugh, it's not fun. He is my favorite Welsh coach, though, for sure. And I am very excited to work with him this year, especially in a different role, because I've never had him as my head coach. In my first year at Kansas City, he was GM and assistant, and now to work under him again, I respect his coaching style so much. And even just the small bit of trainings that I've been that I've attended this far, I'm really liking what I'm seeing. So excited about the potential of this year.
Yeah, it does seem like he's very much the we're gonna go score goals kind of coach. He said if we give up three, we're gonna get four. He's not a 1-0 win guy. He'll take those, but he's a win 3-2, 4-3 kind of guy, isn't he?
Four goals, no pressure. Okay, thank you.
Well, I didn't say you had to get them all.
Okay.
Which, again, part of speaking of that, a little the research I was doing, and it was actually just refreshing my memory because I remember this from before, but in 2014 and 15, when you guys won the two championships, the semifinal and final between both years, the team only gave up one goal in those four games. That was to Megan Rapinoe. You scored 8 goals. The team scored 8 goals. You scored 6 of those 8, all of the game winners for all 4 games.
Wow.
So you were pretty well counted on those years.
Yeah. And as a striker, that is the responsibility that you take on your shoulders. And it's a position that I'm comfortable doing. I train really hard to get ready for those moments. And I hope that I can help the team out this year in that way as well.
So trivia question for you. Do you know who scored the other 2 goals in those playoffs?
If I had to guess, is it a Lauren Cheney or an Erica Timrak or a Heather O'Reilly?
Yep, you got both of them. Okay. So each got one. Excellent. You didn't know there was going to be trivia, right?
No.
I wish I had more for you now. Actually, I gave up I when I talked to you a couple of weeks ago, briefly, as you were driving by, you were still not allowed to practice. And so I wasn't anywhere near you. But I told you the one bit of trivia that you were the very first professional women's player that I'd ever interviewed. Well, actually, the first women's player of any kind, because I was at that draft and it just happened to be, they said, hey, anybody want to go interview A-Rod? I'm like, sure. I'll be fair. I did not really even know who the college players were at the time. Mm-hmm. I had already seen you play, I think, in the Olympics, but yeah, no. So I was pretty stupid. So yeah, I apologize for not probably being a lot better questions now.
Well, many years later, we're still doing the same stuff. So it's very cool.
Yeah. And when I retire, I'm going to seek you out and you will be my last interview. How about that?
Okay.
You might still be playing. Have you brought your family here yet? Or, I mean, your boys, or is that going to be after spring training? Or
so preseason's always a really focused time for me. I'm really fortunate that my husband takes care of the 2 little boys we have back at home in our house in California while I'm gone here. But that's mainly, like I said, just to let me focus and really hone in on my team, work through all the ups and downs of preseason and the physical battle that it is. So the boys will be out here. My children and my husband will be able to come out here a little bit through the season. And I hope to see them cheering for us on the sideline.
I'm quite sure you will. And that is a little bit different preseason than you were able to do here. I'm not sure about in Utah, but you guys didn't get to go to Florida when you were with the previous Kansas City team, did you?
No, but we've never been here in January and February. It is very cold. We have to train indoors or seek out some warmer weather climates to train in.
Yeah, I think previously they all started in March, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're... for those who might be watching this later from a nicer place, the highs right now are single digits and wind chills are in the minus teens. So it's not even like we're being a wimp and not wanting to be outside. It's brutal.
Brutal.
I know, it bums me out because I wanted to at least come stand outside the fence and watch you guys practice a little bit, because I love to watch players and kind of get my own idea of how things are going. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I unfortunately I don't get to do that until you guys come back. Maybe not even then with how restrictions are. So, all right. Well, I don't want to keep you forever. I just wanted to kind of get a brief chat in with you and welcome you to Kansas City. I really look forward to the way he has spoken about how he wants to play a possession and quick attacking. And I think that's right up your alley.
Yep. Absolutely. I cannot wait, and looking forward to seeing you out on those sidelines.
And hopefully my next photo of you is a lot better than my last photo of you.
Okay.
It was being helped off the sideline. So.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, that was a sour taste in my mouth back in 2017. My last game here would have been the game I tore my ACL in. So, but I, like I said before, I have only fond memories of this place. So I am looking forward to getting back on that field again.
And we look forward to seeing you back out there. Thanks again, and appreciate the time.